More than 3 million people are left without power because of the rain and the wind. The roof of the Tropicana Field, home to Major League Baseball's Tampa Bay Rays, ripped to shreds.
Yep.
Like, now I look at the pictures now, like, it was just a couple of kind of sections. Now you can see right onto the...
And now that the sun's coming up, like you were saying, I think we're going to hear a... Look, I would be thankful right now if there were only a handful of deaths, but I have a feeling once we learn more over the next couple hours, it's gonna be worse.
Right. So this is, you know, we talked to Bill Coulter, and they said they're now, the emergency vehicles are going out to take a look at the damage because it's safer for them to do so. And they're going to find too, and we have, because there's cameras, and some cameras were still working, in St. Petersburg, a gigantic crane teetered off the top of a building and crashed into the offices at the Tampa Bay Times, and it demolished several stories. It's interesting because we knew about this for a long time. We knew this story
was coming for a week.
That was the last thing I thought about, cranes. I don't know how you secure a crane, and how come you didn't secure a crane?
Right, exactly.
What's going on?
And you want to hear something crazy? They say there's already a new storm forming that should hit Florida potentially in 10 days. So there could be another one in 10 days hitting the same area. Three in a row in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Remember, it was just like, this is the season. Well, I'll say September to October. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Maybe one biggie. If
that's what
all.
It used to be.
But now it's multiple.
Yeah.
So what do you say to friends and family who have gone through a couple of these? At what point do you say,
time to move?
Yeah, time to move.
Well, I said it on the air the other day. My aunt, who's 89 years old, lives in Naples. She would still be in Naples right now if she were not having to go to a wedding in Montreal this weekend, her granddaughter, my cousin. So she left a week and a half ago and flew to Montreal. And I'm praying that she just stays in Montreal with her daughter,
yeah,
my cousin, and never goes back to Naples because it's just too dangerous.
Right. It is very dangerous.
Yeah.
Especially, I don't care, young, old, I find, like, I know that you really want to live there, but really? I will tell you that when these emergency vehicles are going out this morning, they're checking, like, bridges because some people have lost the accessibility to go from one island to another, or, you know, that's happening right now too. So they are checking that out. The Jacksonville Jaguars trip to London for NFL clash will be delayed due to the hurricane.
Oh.
That's happening. Yeah. Tampa mayor is very worried about, listen, I know you want to go out and check things out, but there's going to be sudden flooding. Like,
yep,
it's just going to happen very quickly.
Yep.
I mean, that's scary. So there's a lot of stubborn people, you know. There's people that want to do the Instagram thing, you know, and it's just, to be really ridiculous. Is it a story that you want to tell that we really, seriously?
Yeah, they want to stay to get videos.
But
and post
I'm not going
to
put a like on that. I mean, and here's the other question that my husband and I had last night, because when we were watching the news last night. These people that are reporting on it, I know that that's your job. Where do you go?
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
Where do you go?
They're talking about, they're on live TV,
yeah,
whether it's CNN or whatever, talking about the storm and showing everything. Where do they go to get away from it? Like, do they just go back to their hotel in a room on a higher floor and pray, yeah, that, I don't know.
I don't know what they do.
I mean,
they must have a bunker or something, or know somewhere.
There
I
needs
don't.
To be a balance, yeah, between showing, you know, your audience what's going on, and at the same time, it could be too dangerous for you to do that.
Yeah. Now, with all of that being said, because we're talking about scary movies, how about this for a scary movie? Alligators spotted stalking cars and homes because of the overrun floodwaters. So
yeah,
that they are warning, wild animals are out there.
Yeah.
Don't be doing something stupid because someone's going to get you.
I saw a video last night,
yeah,
on TV of an alligator in somebody's
home.
House,
yeah,
right? Like,
yes,
they open the door and there's 3 feet of water or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And an alligator in their living room.
In their living room. Although I did send you something very funny yesterday, if there's a lightness about this. There was flooding in someone's house. They watch out for the crocs, and it was a croc that was floating. Like a shoe.
Was it Simone's croc?
That's Simone's croc floating.
Oh, my God.
But anyway, but there's a lightness to this. Anyway, the light is coming up. The damage is going to be looked at. And I'm just saying there's so many facets to that. The people that are there to help, like as Mr. Rogers used to say, look for the helpers. They have now, they're going to be out there helping people. Yeah.
720. Hey, Lainey Lewis from ETalk coming in a few minutes to talk to us, right? What did I say?
Lewis.
No, I said Lainey Louie.
You said Lewis.
I said Lewis?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Go back to sleep, David. 720, let's check traffic.
Just getting word of some new problems on the East 407 drive past Keele. I'm hearing three right lanes are out with this collision, so expect delays. The only other issue we had was West Gardner near the 427, kind of close to the right lane, causing delays. Book early and save big with Air Canada Vacations and get $200 per couple off Barbados. To book, contact your travel agent or visit aircanadavacations.com. From the News Talk 1010 Traffic Center, I'm Lisa Morales on Chum 104.5.
Okay, let's look at today's to-do list. Finish my homework. Done. Practice the violin. Done. Study for my history exam. Done. Imagine failing my history exam. Done. Worry about my future. Done. Tell myself over and over that I'm not good enough. Done. Disappoint.
When anxiety takes over, it's time to act. To overcome anxiety, you need to recognize the symptoms and talk about them. Find resources at quebec.ca/mentalhealth or call Info Sociale 811. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.